April 12, a change of raiment. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, a representative of the people who keep the commandments of God, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Zechariah 3:1. Christ is our high priest. Satan stands before him night and day as an accuser of the brethren. With his masterly power, he presents every objectionable feature of character as sufficient reason for the withdrawal of Christ's protecting power, thus allowing Satan to discourage and destroy those whom he has caused to sin. But Christ has made atonement for every sinner. Can we by faith hear our advocate saying, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan"? Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Verse 2. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. Verse 3. Thus sinners appear before the enemy, who by his masterly deceptive power has led them away from allegiance to God. With garments of sin and shame, the enemy clothes those who have been overpowered by his temptations, and then he declares that it is unfair for Christ to be their light, their defender. Hear the words of Jesus, "I will blot out his transgressions, I will cover his sins." The filthy garments are removed, for Christ says, "I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee." Verse 4. The iniquity is transferred to the innocent, the pure, the holy Son of God, and man, all undeserving, stands before the Lord cleansed from all unrighteousness and clothed with the imputed righteousness of Christ. Oh, what a change of raiment is this! He takes every sin away and puts on us his robe of righteousness woven in the loom of heaven. We are adopted into the heavenly family, and we shall inherit the mansions prepared for those who are obedient.